SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, a musical portrait of Switzerland's leading lyric tenor, Ernst Haefliger.
Ernst Haefliger began his long career as an opera singer at the Berlin Opera, where in 1952 he became first lyric tenor. As early as in the 50s, he gave concerts all over Europe, and in 1959 he sang for the first time in North America at the Vancouver Music Festival. Since then, he has traveled to Canada and the United States regularly to appear in practically all major cities, and he has also made concert tours of Australia and Japan and Latin America. Today, if Ernst Haefliger is not either making guest appearances at the Berlin Opera or teaching at the Munich Music Academy or on one of his world tours as a leader singer, he's probably relaxing at his charming old farmhouse way up in the Swiss Alps. We visited the great singer at his home in the Grisons.
Mr. Haefliger, would you first of all give us a short outline of your career? I believe you actually grew up here at the famous Swiss resort of Davos in the eastern Swiss canton of Graubünden.
Yes, indeed, I grew up here in Davos, but I soon left the mountains to attend a teacher's college in the other part of Switzerland, where I for the first time really got in contact with music. But even though I finished my studies with a school teacher's diploma, I wanted to become a professional violinist. At the Conservatory of Zurich, I started to practice violin. Soon, however, several people managed to convince me to concentrate on singing. I had barely studied singing for a year when I got a very flattering offer to sing the Evangelist in the St. John Passion by Bach, and this in 1943.
Thank you.
this part in Bach's Saint-Jean Passion has remained one of my favorites to this day. Of course, that was a very happy start for my career as a concert singer.
And this part, as a matter of fact, established you, Mr. Haflinger, as a prominent interpreter of Baroque music. But already at that time, you showed a keen interest in modern, contemporary music.
Yes, indeed. A few months after that first public appearance, I sang the part of Tristan in Le Vin Herbe by the famous Swiss composer Franck Martin.
Who, I understand, wrote this part of Tristan, this very part, especially with your voice in mind. Quite an honor, I would say, for a 20 or 21-year-old singer who was setting out on his career. And what happened next, Mr. Haflinger?
Well, you see, although, as we said, I was always interested in contemporary music, I devoted a large part of my time to Baroque music, singing above all Bach and Handel. And I always wanted to do my best to make this old music live.
Ombra Mai Fu, as sung by Ernst Haflinger, Karl Richter conducting the Munich Bach Orchestra. Mr. Haflinger, I believe it was, as a matter of fact, another great conductor, Ferenc Fritzschey, who brought you to the world of opera.
Yes, it was Ferenc Fritzschey who engaged me after my first appearance at the Salzburg Festival in 1949 to Berlin, to the Berlin Opera House. It was a great challenge for me that I had to add to the profession of a singer, the profession of an actor. This was certainly a very happy experience. In my career as an opera singer, I soon found that I especially liked to sing Mozart. And even today, my favorite composer of operatic music is Mozart.
Ernst Haefliger and the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra under Ferenc Fritschai in Dies Bildnis ist bezaubernd schön from Mozart's opera The Magic Flute. Mr. Haefliger, very early in your career, you were interested in the romantic period of musical history as well, especially, of course, in the famous Lieder or songs.
I have been always very interested in singing Lieder. You see, singing Lieder is the most satisfying and most gratifying kind of singing, since the whole responsibility of a performance rests entirely upon the singer.
This romantic song, Aus der Ferne, From Far Away, was written in the early 19th century by Swiss composer Theodor Fröhlich. But Ernst Haefliger, as he already pointed out, also takes a keen interest in performing music of our time. Here he is in one of the four Chinese love songs written by fellow countryman Rolf Liebermann.
Auf dessen Grund dein Gott.
we conclude this musical portrait of Ernst Haefliger with an excerpt from Mit Nacht und Nacht, a work by another contemporary Swiss composer, Peter Mieg.
Der Wagen gab uns den Himmel frei, und plötzlich hatten wir Berührung mit Sternen. Plötzlich überstürzte uns eine Woge aus dem Garten. Kein Garten lag so tief im Inneren Nacht. Schnittene Frucht. Angeschnittene Frucht, angeschnittene Frucht. Siehst du noch über alle Ferne hinaus. Du führst uns noch über alle Ferne hinaus. Springende Schleppe der Sternen Faust. In dein Rat schlägt Jahre und schimmernde Heere.
That was another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica. Today, featuring Switzerland's leading lyric tenor, Ernst Haefliger.